So it wasn't.
Go ahead.
Wasn't 200,000 allocated to Pavlov. It was 200,000 allocated to the eastern section. So the quota we calculated is 210,000 pounds, and that's what the total quota is. That was not just the Pavlov estimate. That was the whole eastern section GHL and estimate. Usually, what happens, like in a year like last year, is we find most of the crab in Pavlov. And we know that the fleet fishes in Pavlov, so that works out fine. Most of the crab are where the fleet fishes, so we say, okay, we're gonna announce this quota for the whole section, but we know most people are gonna start in Pavlov, but that's okay because that's where most of the crab are. So we just, you know, that lines up nicely, and we just let it go. That wasn't the case this year. We found. I have to be a little careful here because we've got state statute that says that I'm not allowed to talk about the locations of survey information prior to the fishery happening. I honestly wish that statute would go away because I would prefer to just talk to you guys about what we found on the survey instead of playing this kind of cat, like this game where I have to kind of talk out of the side of my mouth. But we did not find all the crab in Pavlov this year. So what we didn't want to do is, you know, say we found, pick a number, say we only found half the crab in Pavlov this year. What I don't want to do is find only a little bit of the quota in Pavlov and then have the whole quota taken out of Pavlov, because then we're really going to over-harvest what's there. So what we've done this year is we've split up the section into subsections, and we've split that GHL, and we've split that GHL 50-50, and that's pretty much the same ratio from the survey. So we're trying to make harvest fit the survey distribution. In years where most of the survey estimate comes out of Pavlov, we just let the whole catch come out of Pavlov because we know that's where everybody wants to start anyways, and it lines up nicely. If we had a year where, you know, only 20% of the estimate was coming out of Pavlov, you know, we would probably only, we would set a subsection GHL for Pavlov, and we'd only 20% of the estimate because we would want just that. You know, we want to match harvest with what we think's there instead of saying, oh, there's not very many crab in Pavlov, and then letting the whole quota come out of there. Because that, you know, that could be detrimental. That could over-harvest Pavlov, and it could, you know, damage the stock's ability to rebound, and it might be down for a couple of years. So we don't want to do that. So this year we did not find all the crab in Pavlov, and we've split the section up to kind of reflect that.
Thank you. What do we do about, like, the Jude Island section? I mean, Jude Island and some of these other areas where there's some abundance of crab that we haven't even been able to touch because of the focus being on these bays.
You can stop. I mean, so Jude Island is in the Pavlov subsection, right? If you want me to put that map up again?
Yeah, I know where it's at.
Oh, I do too.
Thank you.
You can fish. What I'm saying. Feel free to start there.
Roger.
Nothing's closed. The entire section is open. We both know what conversation we're sort of having here, but if you want to start at Jude Island, get some.
I'm just poking you a little.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. That conversation will be had in depth in March. I don't know if you'll be available or if you'll be cod fishing, but
I'll be there.
All right.
You guys, and I, no, I'm asking. Yeah. You have the state water fisheries to manage, so I'm just asking.
That's a good question. It's not great timing. I will be in Anchorage. Cassie will be here in Kodiak. Is my right now, but you know, honestly, especially now without the tag phone, I'm really not tied to the office because, you know, we remote anyways, so my phone comes with me and everybody's on WhatsApp, so whether I'm doing it from my office here in Kodiak or from the back of the boardroom in Anchorage, it's sort of the same.
What's WhatsApp?
No, and I'm not trying to shut that conversation down, Kylie and Taylor. Like, I hope that the local ACs are planning on meeting throughout the late winter here prior to that March meeting. If there is interest in having my opinion at the meeting, I'm happy to join and talk about it. If people don't want me involved, that's fine too. But I'll be be talking with
I'm sure you'll be talking. We'll be talking to you, Nat. Right now, I'm just trying to find enough people to go to the meeting because of the poor timing.
The statewide meeting in March.
Or something? Was it like March 7th to the 12th or something like that? During the states?
I think it's the 11th to the 16th. So,
yeah. Same diff, right?
Yeah. Not great.
No.
Most people have signed up for Pavlov or nothing so far. None of that's set in stone. So if you guys want to switch, feel free to switch up till the 14th when we sign everybody's registrations.
You know, going back to the board, you know, at least they moved the COD meeting. You know, they started making a separate COD meeting because they used to have the COD meeting right on top of COD season, and they recognized that was, you know, problematic. I don't know whether they can recognize that having any meeting on top of the COD season is problematic, but it's bad for you guys. It's not great for us either.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you guys. One more pitch. You guys are awesome about reporting. I really appreciate it. I like talking to you. Send me those numbers. It helps me. And then anytime you got questions, I'm here to help you guys figure out how to make it work best for you. So that's always my goal. I just want, you know, if I could make the fishery go the way I want it, I just want it to be smooth. I want you guys to be safe, get what you need to get, and you know, go home. So hope it's successful for all you guys. Let me know if I can help with anything. I won't keep you too much longer. Anybody's always free. Text me, call me, do whatever you want. If you have questions, we're here all the time. Happy to help. But good seeing you guys. We'll be talking to you soon. I think with that, I'll let it hang here for another couple minutes in case there's a question, but I'll log off after that.
Thanks,
man. Yeah, really another shout out here. Just appreciate the borough putting this together, helping us set this up. Really appreciate that, Ernie. Thank you. So, all right. Well, thank you guys.
So I think we're done in Tamworth. Running for the hills.
I'm good. Good luck at Jude Island. So we'll talk to you.
Thanks. Thanks, Cassie.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was Graham Parker with Saturday Night is Dead, of course. Now we have Thin Lizzy with The Rocker. After that, Jimmy Page with Robert Plant. They're doing Shining in the Light. After that, Chuck Berry, the great Chuck Berry with Too Much Monkey Business.
running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Something wrong, dime gone, will mail, or the suitor operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army chow, army clothes, army car. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks, wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be. Too much monkey business for me.
Traffic's next with us with Heaven Is In Your Mind. Then we have AC/DC with Black Is Black. And then a real popular one, I haven't played in quite a while, Alice in Chains with Man in the Box. And another big hit, I'll give you four of them. That's Bachman Turner Overdrive with Taking Care of Business from 1973. Here's traffic.
Out too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that? Charming, can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be all right come tomorrow, but tomorrow might not be here for you.
but she can't take you anyway. You don't already know how to go. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling. And I know you won't let me down.
Oh, sweet. request to do this here. We did this in the first show, and we're going to do it again now.
Thus breaking a long-standing tradition. We love to break traditions.
The morning came around. I set out running, but to take my time, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just about get some sleep tonight. Went down to the levee, but the devil called me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry, wage lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Two reasons why I cry, wage lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When beluga whales want to communicate with each other, they just use the old melon, a blubber-filled structure on their forehead. Researchers have found that the whales intentionally change the shape of the melon. That may convey different emotions or intentions, whether they want to play, mate, or just hang out. Belugas live in and around the Arctic Ocean. They have a thick layer of blubber to protect them from the cold, and they don't have a fin on their back, which allows them to easily glide below the ice. They use their melon to send out pulses of sound, which helps them locate prey and predators, and keep tabs on their fellow whales. They produce such a variety of sounds that they're called the canaries of the sea. Belugas are the only whales known to change the shape of the melon. researchers studied what the shapes might mean. They spent a year observing two males and two females in an aquarium, and they followed up with shorter looks at more than 50 whales in a second location. The scientists recorded more than 2,500 melon shapes, which fit into five major categories. Almost all of the changes in shape took place when a beluga was around another whale. Many of the changes were associated with courtship, with males about three times more likely to make a change than females. But other changes were related to other social interactions, such as playing. So when a beluga has something to say, it just uses the old melon. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.